Fellow Freedom fans, David Allen Carmichael here on Liberty Works Radio Network, 104.3 FM, and loving every minute of it today. Yes, it is. It's a good day, and we've got some strange things going on. As I was contemplating everything that's in the news right now, and as I'm preparing for the show and being completely overprepared, sometimes you can prepare too much. You've got too much information. And to weed it down into something that is a nugget that everybody can take something and run with it, that's a whole different thing. It's sort of like an advertisement on the radio. When there's too much information and you just can't keep track of those things that you really wanted to know, like the name of the business and how do I get there. Now, the sale, you'll know it's a good deal by just listening, so you can forget what the sale is. You just show up and you'll remember, you'll be happy. Sometimes I'm preparing overly. And so I've got to be careful. There's a lot of things that I prepared for today I'll probably just have to ignore. And if it comes up in conversation, I'll be ready for it. So our number here is 888-850-1872. I'm going to talk about something. Somebody was responding to a previous broadcast and ended up calling the number that got deflected to my office. We had the call forwarding thing going on, and it actually sent to my administrative getting ready for radio time. It was interesting. I'll just bring it up, and then I'll end up talking about it later. The guy in Texas, the guy who's out shooting up army guys, the psychiatrist, he shot up some people, and somebody was commenting on it today. And somebody who called said, you know, this guy probably wasn't just a lone wolf. Is there a possibility that the guy wasn't just a disgruntled army psychiatrist? Is it possible? It's possible he's a disgruntled psychiatrist because he's got to debrief everybody who comes in and shares their feelings about what it was like to having to be faced being shot at and being hit sometimes. Sometimes our service members are hit and the body armor protects them. And that has a huge effect on them. You know, oh, life passed before my eyes, get back to work. Then the other thing is the gruesome things about it depends on your state of mind and your state of soul and things like that. Eliminating the life of another human is not a happy thing one way or the other. So there's things that there's trauma that people have to deal with. Is it possible that the psychiatrist started getting bent out of shape because of it? Or as somebody suggested today, is it a possibility that he was on a mission? Psychiatrists aren't going to be out shooting their neighbor generally. You don't take a psychiatrist, an army officer who's built to be a psychiatrist, and put him in a position where he's actually got a machine gun in his hands. He's out on the field, unless he's trying to analyze what people are going through. It's kind of hard to be objective, I guess, if you don't know the other side of the story or something like that. But is it possible that he was on a mission to infiltrate the army? At this point, unless you see some facts and figures, it's all conjecture. It could be speculative, but is it not something that is worth considering, and is it a possibility that somebody's looking into that? Now, I don't know. Now that somebody called me off radio hours, I'm going to look into it. It'll be something to check out, and we'll see what happens with that. Of course, just to let people know who you're listening to, I'm David Allen Carmichael. I come on 3 to 5 every weekday for your listening pleasure. I deal with the issues not like your typical talk show host. For one, I don't rant and rave and insult. Now, what I say, you may take insult at what I say. My hope is that I'm going to steer things for entertainment. I might be facetious, but I'm going to try to steer the topic to truth. If we can get to the truth, sometimes the truth hurts. Sometimes the truth is offensive, or you might take offense at the truth. But our goal is to get down to the nuggets of the issues. And the way I approach it is from a reference. And this is important for what we're going to talk today, a reference. And I'll tell you about my reference here in a second. Many of you know it, used to hearing this, know what my reference is. But I'm going to talk about why it's important. As I was reviewing these things that we're going to be talking about today, I realized how the pandemic of dementia, how rapidly it is growing, or the results of the pandemic of dementia that is sweeping North America has already grasped the globe and is especially taking hold here in America. How amazingly it is. I'm just saying, I realize it is hard for us to keep up with the unreality of what's happening in front of us. I was listening to the previous talk show. He's talking about some of the global warming things, the Copenhagen discussions and things like that, and things that are happening. Somebody else sent me a email about what's going to be happening in Florida. Somebody's going to propose that every car be GPS'd so they can tax you for every mile that you drive. So they can tax you for every mile that you drive. Talking to, seeing their interviews of the United States senators and Congress people and saying, what portion of the Constitution does it say that you can turn everybody's medical visit into martial law? By what authority do you dictate what's going to happen between a man and the doctor and with the doctor that he contracts with? By what authority in the Constitution? The response has been, well, it's a good thing. It's ultimately for the welfare, the benefit of the people. Well, they have no authority to act. We'll be talking about that today, about that perspective. But on the flip side, what would you say if you said, oh, you're going to go do a Copenhagen Treaty? Why are you selling out this nation? Why are you giving over? We'll tell you how that works. Why are you giving over power and authority and giving control of every carbon dioxide emitting human in America? Why are you giving that over to people who aren't interested in America's best interest or every person's best interest, but they're more interested in their own interest at the cost of American interest? And this is not an American thing. It's not Americanism. I'm talking about the local neighbor, loving our neighbor as ourself, those who the government has been chartered to take care of. The U.S. government has not been chartered to take care of China or Zimbabwe. They have not been chartered to do that. They've been chartered to protect the property right, those right things that relate to property of those within these borders in America, the United States of America. That's what they've been chartered to do. Even at the exclusion, potentially, of some neighbor overseas. The people of America can take care of their neighbor overseas, but the government has been chartered to protect those property rights of the Americans so that they can do those right things that are necessary to love God and love their neighbor as yourself, and then also to reach out to their neighbor across the borders. So if that's what they've been chartered to do, they've been given authority under the Constitution. What's interesting is, by treaty and some political discussions, what they're doing is finding a mechanism for the entire world to basically be a parasite upon Americans, and that the point of the sword of the government of America will be used upon Americans to make sure that the global parasite is extracting life and property from them. I'm recording this. I'll evaluate it later. You're going to hold me accountable to it, and I'm recording it. So is that for the benefit? Oh, well, we may not have any constitutional authority, but it's the benefit of people. That's why we're making medical martial law. Well, what about those things related to treaties? Yeah, there's some constitutional structure in there, but it's undermining the benefit of the Americans. So what's happening? I'm bringing all this up to let you know we're stuck. America, at least those who are involved in government and the operations of the power sector, have succumbed to the pandemic of dementia that's sweeping our nation. America is going insane. We here in the Liberty Works Radio Network are hoping to be like an inoculation. We're trying to hope that we'll be like a antibiotic sort of thing, an anti-dementia, not just to get you awake and out of the stupor, but to get down to the basic root of decision-making and why the decisions need to be made. What's happening before your very eyes is you're being distracted, I often say this, by the in-flight entertainment while your plane's in the nosedive. And what happened is, even when you start talking about these things, it's hard to do it. It's hard. You get upset. You get stressed because it's just overwhelming. And what I'm trying to do here, this is the basis that I'm going to look at things. When I look at an issue of the day, no matter who's around me, no matter who I'd like to basically cozy up to, I'm going to hold myself accountable on a constitutional basis, a biblical basis, and the basis of right versus wrong. See, a constitutional basis, even if you hadn't read the Bible or any kind of reference like that, this Constitution is real short and sweet. And Mike, if you're listening out there, Mike called me and I told him I'd send him a Constitution. And I have this little booklet. It's called The United States, U.S. Constitution and Fascinating Facts About It. I was going to send him my book, Faith the Final Frontier, and also a list of those who are representing him in the Florida legislature. Might even send him a copy. I probably won't send him a copy of the Florida Constitution, except maybe the Bill of Rights. He was saying, what do I do? And I promised him to send this stuff. Well, I finally got one of these books. I had mine, and I don't know where my other ones went. And I found two at a friend's house. I don't wonder where he got those. We'll see. But either way, I'll be sending this to Mike. So, Mike, if you're listening, it's coming. This U.S. Constitution is pretty short and sweet. You know, we get to that first. And again, folks, if it's outside the boundaries here, it's dysfunctional. It is a crime against you. You don't understand. Just trust me. Eventually, as we talk about these things, you'll see as it falls outside this authority structure, outside this boundary, if it's anything done beyond that, somebody is exploiting you. They're taking advantage of you. It cannot be for your benefit. A unjust means will reap an unjust end. Things go from order to chaos. So if the means is dysfunctional, you can't improve to the functional. That's a little theory there. My number here is 888-850-1872. 8888, it's like 4 8s, 50, like the states, 1 USA. 888-850-1872. So you can give us a call. Originally, I started off with this talking about this guy in Texas who was a psychiatrist, and he was had his passions toward Al-Qaeda, who's at war with the United States and using terrorism as its strategy of war. And this guy who called me earlier, I should have gotten his name. He suggested that it's possible that he was merely an infiltrator on a mission. His idea was, well, there was a bigger mission. Maybe he didn't complete it, and this was an alternative. I think most people think, and maybe the government's thinking, that he was just a impassioned American with his religious zeal, chose to go with his religious passions rather than keep up with his oath that he gave when he joined the military. That's a whole different issue. We could talk about that. We talk about religious extremism. I'm a religious extremist because I try to hold to religion and defined in American law back in, I think it was a Reynolds versus United States back in the late 1700s, I believe, where they defined religion by going to the Virginia Bill of Rights that came before the Declaration of Independence of the U.S. So it's pre-Declaration of Independence law of America. It said religion, the duty that we owe the Creator. That's religion, the duty we owe the Creator. And, of course, I'm under the persuasion that's love God and love your neighbor as yourself. And everything else gets summed up in that. Once you start operating that way, you know, you're going to keep yourself out of a lot of trouble. Hey, we're going to come back here, and I'm going to talk about some of these tracking drivers with GPS trackers and what's going to be coming your way in Florida. We're going to try to inoculate you to the pandemic of dementia that's sweeping North America. Talk about things on a constitutional basis, biblical basis, the basis of right versus wrong. Number here is 888-850-1872. Check us out on the web at faithfreedoms.org and join the Liberty Works Radio Network.